Unless the bus was running ahead of schedule. Something I couldn't believe, considering how late we'd been at our earlier stops. We'd be pulling into Fortune Springs in just a few minutes. I couldn't wait to stand up. After almost 3 days on a bus across this great nation, I was sick and tired of amber waves of grain and purple mountains' majesty. I wanted a hot meal, air conditioning that worked properly, and a chair that didn't make my rear end ache. I wanted something to look at besides the road disappearing beside me. I wanted to feel something other than unanswered anticipation. That was the worst part for me. The waiting. Knowing where you're going is a whole lot different than actually getting there. A fact I'd learned more and more with each passing mile. I knew where I was headed, obviously. Some small town in the middle of nowhere, Colorado, called Fortune Springs. Surrounded on all sides by equally twee-named places like Edwards and Beaver Creek. The online brochure attached to my settlement fund application promised that it was the height of beauty, of tranquility, of rustic decadence. The pictures I'd seen online delivered on those counts. But that wasn't why the knots in the pit of my stomach tightened with every minute it took to get there. Because what I really needed, more than a comfortable chair and more than rustic decadence, was a fresh start. That, though, wasn't going to be easy. As I discovered days ago when I'd first seen a repeat of a newscast about it, the Fortune Springs Settlement Initiative was a scholarship or bursary fund of sorts, where the town, which apparently had a female population deficit, planned to select a few young women every year to come to their town, live in one of their houses for free, and get paid to hopefully stick around and start businesses or families. The deadline for applications was a full month ago, but I hadn't seen the news story or website's promises, full room and board for a year, a job or a small business loan, and a living stipend, until it was too late. The minute I'd seen it, though, I printed out the application and filled it out, then recklessly caught the first bus heading west. I could only hope that, since this was their pilot year, they might have some space for me. After all, who besides someone like me was going to come out here to the middle of nowhere in search of a new life? Only the truly desperate. Maybe no one was as desperate as me. Maybe no one else had showed up. I had to hold on to that hope. It was my only chance. A long shot, really, more than a chance. But I had to take it. Or rather, I had to try. I wasn't going back to Savannah, Georgia, and I wasn't going back to him. Virginia Bessel, get yourself together. A shiver shook my shoulders. A miracle considering the sweltering heat of the bus. Thankfully, the driver's voice over the crackling loudspeaker pulled me away from cold, dark thoughts.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next stop will be Fortune Springs. Please collect all your belongings. Next stop, Fortune Springs.
Most of my fellow travelers had gotten off the bus at the bustling Denver station, which left the aisles clear for me to shoulder my backpack and make my way to the front. I didn't need to pull anything down from the overhead racks, nor would I need to collect any belongings from the lower storage compartments once the bus crawled to a stop. Everything I owned, I now carried on my back. If any of the remaining passengers noticed this, or my teenage runaway getup of a hooded sweatshirt, ripped jeans, and broken-sole tennis shoes, none of them mentioned it. No one even looked up. As the bus pulled to the curb, I kept my head low and considered thanking the bus driver. He looked tired, run down. He looked almost as bad as I felt. Thanking him would be the right thing to do, the kind of thing I would have done back in Savannah. But it was also the kind of needlessly polite gesture that was out of place in a crowd like this, which might have left an impression. The last thing I wanted was to leave an impression, to be identifiable in any way. All of this, the cross-country road trip, the new life in a small town, the fact that I tossed my cell phone in a garbage can in two...